This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. State wildlife officials confirmed that a gray wolf killed a calf earlier this week in Grand County. This is the first such attack since 10 of the predators were released into the wild in December as part of a voter-approved reintroduction effort. The rancher is eligible for compensation for the dead calf, but it's unclear where the wolf came from. Two other previously collared wolves have also been tracked in the area. The Biden administration has finalized protection for more than 220,000 acres of public lands in the Thompson Divide. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
National Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management land in the Thompson Divide in Gunnison, Pitkin, and Garfield counties will be protected from new mining and oil and gas development for 20 years. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse calls it a big win, and Senator Michael Bennett says the protections are a testament to the persistence of Colorado's farmers, ranchers, hunters, and more. President Biden first announced his intention to protect the land when he designated the Camp Hale Continental Divide National Monument in October 2022. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Loveland's city council has hired a special prosecutor to determine if some of its members violated city's charter and open meeting laws. The investigation involves communication among city council members and letters sent to Governor Polis. The meetings and the letters were not made public, according to the Reporter Herald. Lawyers for the group claim they were exercising their First Amendment rights. You're listening to CPR News. More news is at CPR.org. Thanks so much for catching All Things Considered this afternoon.